Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. Here's what's trending.
So there could be a breakthrough in helping people who suffer from long COVID. There's a study coming out of the University of Minnesota. And they say that a drug that is commonly used to treat diabetes has the power to prevent long COVID. They've been working on a study, and it's this stuff called metformin, and it lowers the risk of getting long COVID.
God, I wonder if you'd even realize you still have long COVID if it just is the new normal, right?
Yeah. I think it's the new normal. It's funny we're bringing this up because I was thinking about it this morning. I don't have it back 100%, which sucks, but... I'm just so used to it because of my smell.
Your
my
taste?
Yeah, okay, yeah. Or smell. I don't know.
He never had great taste to begin with, let's be honest. Oh. Right?
Wylene will slap you.
He's always like, taste the sauce. She's,
this is awful.
This is terrible. Oh, is it? I don't have any taste.
I don't. No taste.
Well, because giant percentage of your taste is your smell.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know. I wish I had it all back, but, you know, I'm so used to it because it's been years that, you know, you just don't, I don't know. It's just the way it is now. So metformin is the thing.
Yeah, so this is the stuff. They've been testing it on people who had COVID and, like, you know, long COVID, and they were about 40% less likely to develop the long COVID if they took this drug. So one of the things that could be a breakthrough is that it's a pretty widely available and inexpensive drug, so
you
that
lose
could be
weight?
Something. I wonder.
Because there's
I don't
no Ozempic a diabetes drug?
Mm-hmm. I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
I think the metformin handles sugars and all that stuff.
For more probably like a type 2 diabetes type of thing. And the largest specialty baby product retailer, Bye Bye Baby, may survive the bankruptcy of its parent company, Bed Bath & Beyond. So I guess the report is that there is an unnamed retail group that has expressed interest in buying all of the Bye Bye Baby's assets. So that could help keep it still out there. But Bed Bath & Beyond.
They're gone, right?
Yeah. They expect to close all of their stores by the end of this month. I mean, so if it's still open or something, God, it's just got to be a ghost ship. Like, what kind of stuff's left? Weird spatulas that you're like, I don't even know what.
Chip clips.
You know what I mean? You know, yes. Have you ever gone into a store when it's like one of the last days and they've had a clearance and everything must go sale for a while, and you go in and you're like, so this is the island of unwanted toys, huh? Like, this is just...
Mops.
Yeah. Weird stuff. So there's a woman down
in... It'd be great if you're moving into an apartment, though.
Yes, it would.
You know, for your kids?
Yes. Absolutely. I mean, you got to get... I was talking with my girlfriend. Her daughter is headed to college in the fall. And I was like, man, with Bed Bath & Beyond gone... I mean, I know Target is a big back-to-school thing, too, for college students. But Bed Bath & Beyond was always another one where, like, your first apartment and things like that. Even not even so much, like, you know, going back to school and getting, like, your college dorm set up. But, like, that first...
Yeah, you get all that stuff.
It's so
that
exciting.
First apartment. Yes.
Or your first divorce.
Oh, buddy.
She threw me out. Looks like I haven't slept in 4 days. You run into another married couple. Yeah, she threw me out. So I'm starting over.
It's exciting.
Is he okay? Is Gary okay?
You kind of live like that now. You've got plate and spoon.
Yeah. I love your simple
paper plate.
Life. Yeah.
No, right now we're back on paper plate.
We are?
Well,
it's a sad day when I open up the cupboard and we're down to like two. I'm like, man, I have got to diversify. I got to choose what's plate worthy and what's just going to sit on my hand.
Or a napkin. Do you even have paper towels?
Oh, of course I have paper towels.
Okay. And do you use those as napkins? And plates.
Yeah, why don't you?
Someone buys napkins.
I don't. We have napkins, and I don't even know why.
Because you have a woman that lives in your house?
Oh, that must be it.
I buy napkins, and my husband still to this day, when he's eating, rips off like 17.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a series of piles of paper towels. Like,
yes.
I'll grab, where it'd be like 9 of them, and then I itemize, rip, and make a stack.
Yes.
Oh. And then walk over to sit in front of the TV, and there's already two stacks of paper towels.
What is the deal? Oh, my God. It's like I live with you.
Man eating. It's how men eat.
I come, you know, because I always get up before everyone else in the morning, and we've got that kitchen island. And so a lot of times, you know, my husband will have that late night snack or whatever at the end of the island watching TV. And I come down every morning. I'm like, well, I don't need to rip off any paper towels to, like, clean up. I can just go ahead and help myself to your stack.
There's stacks
that
everywhere.
You thought you needed 75
because
pieces of them.
Here's why it happens is you make your meal. Yeah. You make your death row meal. You know, that big Dagwood sandwich and all this stuff. And then you make the walk over to the TV. And you sit down, you get comfy, and you start eating. And you realize you don't have a paper towel and you don't want to get up.
Okay.
You never want to have to get back up and go get paper
towels. That explains. My dad, before he had stacks of them as well on the coffee table. I've never thought of doing that.
We have a napkin holder full of paper napkins right there on the kitchen island.
I will put that on my registry
No, don't bother.
Just got
on account
divorce.
Of the fact that my husband, who's married.
Just divorced.
And has
Bath
access.
And Beyond.
Has access to it. I always love it too because now he does it for the kids.
Okay.
And so I'll tell the kids, like, go get a napkin. And they'll go and I'll hear him out there ripping off a paper towel. I'm like, no, we have napkins.
I'm surprised you don't use, I guess, paper. What do you use paper towels for then? Wiping down counters and stuff?
Yes. Cleaning, wiping down. Listen, if it were up to me, one thing from Costco of paper towels would probably last me an eternity. But thanks to my husband and his unbelievable carbon footprint, we probably go through.
Oh, you go through a lot.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. And he, it's one of the weird things is that he's very like, we're down to our last couple rolls. And he gets like real itchy. Like, he's like, when are you going to Costco again? We're down to like our last. And I'll look and I'll be like, we still have 5 rolls left. He's like, getting too close.
Like, yeah, you get nervous.
God. Yeah, you get nervous.
And then what's the great tragedy is when you make a grocery store run, you were out of paper towels, you make a grocery store run, and you come home and you didn't get them.
No.
You feel like such a failed person. You know, you're putting stuff in the fridge, and you look up, and you're just like, oh, my God.
Can't you just use a napkin then at that point?
Yeah. But you're going to have to go with a day of chaos. Like, we're going to have to be really efficient. Spilling.
I like that you still use paper plates, though. We do. We're a paper plate. Fail me, too. You know, I can't believe she doesn't. I mean, what do you like doing dishes? Is that what you like, Molly?
It's a dishwasher. I have a family. We can fill a dishwasher in like 2 days and run it. And it is like, okay, back and reset. I mean, I get like with Jeff, you live on your own. You could wait a month before a dishwasher ends up filling enough to like.
Well, and I don't have a garbage disposal, so that's always crazy with you guys that are just dumping all your food in there. I mean, I have to efficiently clean the whole plate, so it'd be pointless to put it in a dishwasher. I just cleaned it. You know, some people still do that. They're real anal, and they clean the whole thing at the sink, and then it's like you put it in a dishwasher. It's like it's already clean.
Well, there are some dishwashers either. Now that have garbage disposals. Isn't that the
Is
case?
There?
And I'm like,
never
oh
heard
my
of
God.
That
I'm like, what? We rinse ours before we put it in.
Okay. All right. Wait. This is Tim.
We live
right
in a brave
here.
New world. We got tech.
Tim, what's up, buddy? What are we going to do for you? What's your question?
Well, I heard Molly start talking about the napkins. The paper towel thing I'm following because my wife always yells at me for having 10 piles of paper towels all over the kitchen. But the napkin thing caught me off guard because I don't even remember the last time I bought a pack of napkins. Who uses napkins? I mean, Molly, you guys obviously do, but Big Party, do you use napkins? I mean, I'm just trying to follow this out. I cannot remember the last time. I use paper towels.
We have napkins. Wylene has napkins on the kitchen table in one of those little things that holds napkins. I walk to the kitchen and grab paper towels. It's like the napkins are dusty.
Oh, no, it's almost like they're the good towels in the bathroom. They're decorative, decorative hand towels that aren't intended to be used.
Dude, they're paper napkins. I buy the same, I go to Costco and I buy that big, like, whatever, Servette or whatever those napkins are. You know?
Okay.
I mean, they're not.
Aren't the napkins a little bit flimsier than the paper towels, so they're a little more durable? I don't know. Maybe I'm a messy eater.
Well, Bounty, the quicker picker
upper. I'm a messy eater too. So you just want to, make sure you're not without something to clean up.
That is a thing, though, Tim. That's funny you say that. You stack them as well, and your wife gets mad at you. I guess I never really thought of stacking.
I'm telling
them like
you,
that.
I think it's a guy thing. Like it's so interesting to think like that. This happens. I get those luncheon napkins. They're like the really nice high-end ones. They're almost like paper towel. Like, I don't get I know which ones you're talking about. The ones that come and they're like a dollar and they come in a big old thing and they're basically tissue paper. And you see them at picnics and you're like, why even bother? But I get like the premium
like
napkins.
Old lady. Old lady stuff.
The Vanity Fair everyday
and
napkins.
Like an old lady, right? Old lady stuff for your little tea time and your little crumpet.
It's called having a napkin. I feel bad that it's paper. Growing up, we had like cloth napkins. You did laundry.
You are an old lady. We had cloth. You had cloth napkins.
Don't
huh?
you serve cloth napkins when you have like Thanksgiving dinner?
No.
He's lashing out.
Oh my gosh.
No.
It's a holiday. You're using china. You've got the good crystal out, the silver.
It is funny how rare people get that stuff out anymore, though. Like, because no one wants to clean it, right?
Yeah,
a lot of people don't get out the china. I always felt that seems sort of silly. It's like,
does your mom or sister or anybody bust out
Not anymore.
China
I don't think anymore, no.
Okay. Yeah, we don't do that. But Molly,
I mean, people used to bust out the silver because people would ask for that. You know, when people got married, they got china and silver.
Mm-hmm.
And there would be, you'd bust out the silver.
Yeah.
People don't do that anymore.
Molly does.
People even get it at weddings?
Molly does.
I got silver serving pieces. We have like, there's like a silver chest in my family that like, if you're hosting a holiday, like people have used it and things like that. I haven't because I'm in Chicago, but I have, I use my everyday wear, but I have silver serving pieces that match that set.
I could pivot to that. Where I just, with my solo meals, I'm eating with silver.
Why not?
On china.
Live like a king.
I think my mom's tried giving away pieces before, like, and I've said no to everything.
You know what you need is a silver gravy bowl. As a single man, that'd be boss.
Yeah, but I never have gravy.
Just eat cereal out of it.
You don't have to have gravy. You can put ranch in it.
Single men don't own gravy boats.
Syrup.
You could change it. You could have soup.
Syrup.
Syrup. We'll be back.
Big Party Show.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Channel 94.1, you're listening to the Big Party Morning Show. Numbers in 938-9400. Also, you can email us, you can text us through that number, and also there's the talk back feature on our app. All easy ways of getting to us. Jeff, do you still use the plastic forks at home? Or are you still doing that? Do you wash those?
No, I use actual silverware.
Okay, all right.
It's not that pathetic. We're washing plastic forks.
Some people do, Jeff.
The plates was just convenient for, you know, you can throw them out when you're done.
Absolutely.
Instead of plates piling up, whatever. And it did seem silly to clean it and put it away. Like, that's, I really only need plate, cup, knife, fork, spoon.
That's all you need.
There was a point where you were using plastic. Yeah. And I remember because you got to the end of plastic spoon or something. You got to the end of plastic something. And you're like, this is going to be tough. Guess I'm going to have to pivot. There was a point where I do remember.
Yeah, you never run out of forks, but you'll go through. If you get the three-pack, you know, of fork, spoon, knife, you run out of the knives and spoons. Don't you ever want to not make one dirty if you got it, if you're cooking and
yes.
you're using one for the ingredients?
Yeah.
You know, and you're spooning things out or whatever. Yeah. I think those are kind of nice. You can just toss it.
Sure. Why not? I mean, that's
if
what they're meant for.
If it's something that's going to get dry out or get sticky when you're cooking.
Yeah. It's what they're meant for. I was just kind of curious. We're talking about the paper towels and the paper plates versus napkins. Molly's apparently the napkin person.
I think it's just weird. I think it's also like how you were raised.
Probably so. Probably
you know?
So.
I mean, I think that there's also something where I doubt my husband was necessarily raised that way, but he was able to be a bachelor for long enough that he was able to kind of go back to his feral leanings. As far as what it, you know, the whole paper, the paper towel thing is to me is just absolutely baffling.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I mean, now I'm glad that we had this conversation because I'm going to start stacking like Jeff and Tim had called earlier, stacking, you know, individual.
Mm-hmm.
Because it literally will stop me from walking back and forth.
Yeah, you don't want to get those steps in. No, once you got your butt in the seat, you don't want to move again. My God, people. Good Lord.
We're efficiency experts.
Yeah, absolutely.
Me and your husband.
I guess
absolutely.
So.
We've cracked the code on paper towels.
Oh, it's just, I can hear him in there. Rip, rip, rip. Like, what is this?
You can't have enough.
No,
it's
you can't.
Sort of like headed to the men's room. I don't know if your husband does this, but you never have enough reading material.
We don't.
I mean, you might have a book. You're like,
maybe.
I might get through that whole book.
You're comfortable. Why not?
And a newspaper, and then you're like, I'll check bills too. and then you're in there, and you're like, I don't need to be in here. This is over in 30 seconds. What was it? What was I thinking?
Well, you know. You never know, I guess.
I think the way you're talking about your bathroom trip is how I pack for a road trip or a weekend trip.
Okay. All right. So you pack a lot of reading stuff.
Yes.
Okay.
Like I had this whole, Peter's like, really? We need this whole bag? And I was like, I don't want to, you know, I might start that book and hate it. And then I don't want to be stuck at the water park and not have anything to read. So I brought this book. And then there's, of course, the notebook for class that I need to catch up on. But then there's also my notebook. You know, I've got all those notebooks.
I guess I'm surprised if you don't just use you're just not on your phone reading as opposed to having actual.
You're doing a lot of reading in there.
Yeah, I have that's where I actually do a lot, even more so now since I installed that bidet.
You're just looking for excuses.
Yeah.
He's trying to pack more meals. He's like, I'm trying to move more stuff through me. So we can enjoy the fruits of my bidet.
I need more bidet reasons.
Has your wife ever used it once?
I think she has used it once. I don't ask because, you know, she gives me that look.
Uh-huh. You don't need to know that about my butt.
Yeah, so, but I do. I love it. I'm mad that you don't use yours, actually. You need to install that thing. Please. All right, we've got to take a break. Let's stay with us. Channel 941, good morning. Welcome to the show. Pat Sajak, retiring. Look at that. 40 years? 40 years, Wheel of Fortune. I watch Wheel of Fortune every day.
Do you really?
Yes, that's our thing. I don't know why we like to play
Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah.
What time is it on?
It's on at, what time is it on? 5:30? I believe it's 5:30. Oh, maybe 6 o'clock, Jeff, or maybe it's even 6:30. I don't know. I watch it every night, though, with Sweet Wylene. That's kind of what we do.
People watch Jeopardy still big time.
I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
it's funny to be in a bar when they turn on Jeopardy. So, like, we went to the LB on Friday on Leavenworth, you know, Rando Leavenworth Bar. After we got done golfing, we were on our way to this, you know, little beers after. And we're like, let's swing an LB. We get in there, all these guys are watching Jeopardy. It's all quiet.
So that's funny.
Had it on in the TV.
So you'll never go to a bar or anything like that and watch Wheel of Fortune.
I bet you. Sure.
I've never seen it on. And I love it.
Well, maybe because, I mean, it used to be like Bars and Benson and stuff, man. All the young kids would show up and watch Jeopardy. And they're like, you know, they're like nursing a water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As soon as Jeopardy's over, they're out the door.
Yeah. I know.
Using the TV.
And I'm still there. Like, how about a little love for the guy who's drinking beers?
Like, nope.
Didn't come here for the free cable.
Not our problem.
Free water. Yeah.
So 40 years of spinning the wheel. Well, of course it'd be 40 years. The guy's got the greatest gig in the world.
Oh, man, him and Vanna. So when he started it, he went a year, and then Vanna, jumped on the next year. So she's probably been doing it, what? That would be like 39 years? Something. Is that the deal, I think?
Wow.
He's been, I knew this was coming because he's been having his daughter on.
Okay.
Doing things. So I figured, hey, maybe that's the, maybe she's going to take over. Who knows?
Do you think there's a point where, like, he almost turned it down or something? Like, how sliding doors was this, you know, that he got that gig?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, when I grew up, Martin Short used to do a character on SCTV called Ed Grimley. Oh, give me a break. Like, oh, my God, you know. Mm-hmm. And the whole punchline was is that Ed Grimley was this weirdo with a spike in his hair, like one of those soap horns in his hair.
I must say.
Oh, you know, it's like a must say, you know. And he was obsessed with Pat Sajak. Remember, that was his bit?
Oh, I forgot about that.
That it was like, what a weird celebrity to be obsessed with. He was obsessed with meeting Pat Sajak. So eventually one day Martin Short finally got to go to Saturday Night Live, and they had Ed Grimley got to meet Pat Sajak. You know, it seems like a pretty decent guy, you know. Pat Sajak.
I love the guy. He's funny. I mean, yeah, he's...
He's not aged.
No, he hasn't. And he doesn't hold back on some of these contestants. You know, he's in the news every now and then because some watcher, viewer gets offended by something he says.
Well, it's also an Idiocracy moment. How many headlines did we see a couple years ago? They must have fixed it. But people were constantly having bonehead moments.
Yeah.
On Wheel of Fortune where it's right there.
It's right there. The thing that we like about it is that sometimes there'll be six words or something like that, right? And then there's like these people that will have like three letters and still be able to guess it. Mind blown.
Right. Uh-huh.
There's a sneak peek into my afternoon. Wheel of Fortune. I guess I got a year to enjoy them. Then it's going to be switching it up, I guess. But
Rebecca Rosen just texted me. She's in Omaha.
I heard. Someone
said
really?
She's literally just texting with Vanna.
Vanna.
Rebecca Rosen has an event tonight at the JCC.
Okay. People, go see her, man.
And it's open to the public.
Okay.
It's open to the public with readings. Jewish Community Center.
Okay, that's tonight?
Tonight.
Ooh, that's great.
Maybe we'll get her to call in.
Hi. All right, we got a Dog on Tuesday today. You're going to save a doggy's life today. So we're going to get to that next. Hang on.
Big Party Show.
Channel 94.1, good morning. We got a special guest on the show. Rebecca Rosen. Here she is right here. Rebecca, what's going on? How are you, dear? You're in town, huh?
Hi, I am. I got in the car and I heard you guys, so I thought I'd reach out.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that funny? We were talking about Pat Sajak and Party's like, I think Rebecca's friends with Vanna White, and then you texted.
Yeah, isn't that weird? I said that earlier this morning.
And what's so funny and synchronistic is that this morning, Vanna and I were texting back and forth about it. And so I get in the car and I hear you talking about it.
Oh, that's weird.
Oh, that's crazy.
Because, earlier this morning.
Know.
Yeah, I was like, I saw a photo of you guys together with your book and stuff. I'm like, I think they're buds. That's crazy. How long have you guys been friends?
You know, for about 15 years. She has been so important to me on so many levels. And the way we met was really synchronistic as well. But Vanna is the most down-to-earth, like, humble, beautiful soul. And she has really just supported me through my career. But she's a dear friend.
Okay, wow.
So what
does
Vanna say about Pat announcing that this will be his last season? next year.
She said she was just as surprised as everybody else. You know, she thought for sure he wouldn't go through with it, but here we are. And, you know, she said it's like they're an old married couple.
Yes.
She said this is going to be very interesting to see who they replace him with.
Oh, boy.
And if there's that chemistry, you know, it's been 40 years.
Holy cow.
I think it's a lot of change.
Yeah, because right, because what I've noticed is that Pat's been bringing his daughter in the mix a lot. And I've always thought, yeah, whenever these guys decide to retire, she'll become Vanna. But I guess she doesn't have to be Vanna. She can be Pat.
Right? Or maybe you make Vanna Pat.
Oh, you can make Vanna Pat.
Well, the psychic here says it's probably not going to happen.
Okay.
Well, what are you doing in Omaha? So congratulations to your Denver Nuggets, by the way. How crazy you guys won the NBA championship.
I know. Isn't that exciting?
Yes.
Yeah, I watched a little bit of it last night. So I'm here because I'm doing an event tonight at the JCC. Okay. And this event, you know, you can find tickets on my website, RebeccaRosen.com. But it's actually being hosted by the Jewish Federation. But it's open to the public. And it's what I always do. It's mostly audience readings. But we will be doing some Q&A and a guided meditation. So that is why I'm in town.
And you're going to talk about book signing or talking about the book, What's Your Heaven?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I'm not doing a whole book talk. I'm spending the majority of the time, you know, doing audience readings because, let's be honest, that's what people want and need.
Yeah.
But I will be touching on the book. There's a short interview that talks about What's Your Heaven? And I will be doing a book signing. And what I love about the book signing part is that I actually get to meet with people after the event. And so that's been really rewarding for me.
Okay. Oh,
that's the first time we ever got to see you was at the Jewish Community Center long before you were doing the Rose.
Isn't that
really
crazy?
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, that is crazy. Wow. How full circle. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. I remember that dearly. It was Jeff was when, you know, the newspaper was still viable here, but Jeff was looking at the paper and he saw a little blurb of you. In town, and we're like, well, yeah, let's get a hold of her. She's a local gal. And then, now look.
Wow. Molly, have you planted those bulbs in the backyard yet, Molly?
Yes, I have. And they, while they're not flowering this year, they are, it does seem like the transplant worked.
They will.
So fingers crossed.
Rebecca, when you had read Molly's mother, you said, she's saying, what's with the roses? What's with the bushes? What's that all about? And Molly said, well, me and Ann are debating digging them up before we sell the house. And you said, do it. Your mom's here. And she says, do it. It was pretty cool.
That's amazing. And I remember it was just like the next day it all kind of connected for you.
Yes.
Which is usually what happened. Yeah.
It's so crazy. I mean, yeah. I mean, it's beautiful that you share your gift like you do. So I thank you.
Yeah, that was good for getting Ann on.
Yeah.
So how's the book? How's the book selling? How's it doing so far? What's Your Heaven?
Really well.
Yeah, it's an amazing book.
Yeah, no, thank you. You know, this book is a really universal book. Everybody can relate. You know, we're all trying to figure out how to live with more joy, grace, and ease, and less pain and struggle. And so it's all about how do you create heaven on earth now before you die, right? Because so many of us have been going through a living hell, and it's just life. And I talk about in the book, life is, you know, messy, but there's a way to do it with, again, more grace and ease. And so the book has really been selling well, and I've been on the road. I'm going to take a couple months off of promoting the book on the road this summer, but I'll get back this fall. So hopefully I'll be back in town as well.
Okay, very cool.
Oh, good.
So you can go to RebeccaRosen.com and get tickets to tonight's event.
Yeah, how long are you going to be in Omaha for? You spend for a couple days or it's just one and done? Because we got the College World Series.
Pretty much. Yeah, no, I'm pretty much headed back.
Okay.
I have a lot of children who need me.
Yes. I was going to say, you can't go for long.
Well, give our love to Vanna White. And thanks for jumping on, Rebecca. It's good to hear your voice.
Yeah. My pleasure. Always great to talk to you guys.
Okay, we'll talk to you soon. Thank you. Take care.
All right.
Thanks.
People, love you, Rebecca.
Yeah, Rebecca's awesome.
All right,
awesome,
tonight at the Jewish Community Center out there on 103nd, just north of Dodge, just south of Dodge.
Yeah.
You can get an audience reading. You can purchase tickets online at RebeccaRosen.com and hear about it's pretty amazing if you've never seen it in person.
What a weird day with the Vanna White thing and
I know
how bizarre.
Telling you, man. All right, the universe.
We're going to get to Pam from the Humane Society. She's going to be stepping in. It's Doggone Tuesday. We'll do that next. Hang on. Channel 94.1. It's Morgan Wallen. All right, we got special guests in studio. We've got the lovely Pam from the Nebraska Humane Society. Who'd you bring in today?
I brought in the lovely Martha.
Oh.
Oh, cute name.
And Martha is on page 9. If you want to go to nehumanesociety.org and click on the Adopt tab at the top for dogs. Just go right to 9, and she's got, like, a glamour shot photo of 2-year-old Martha. That's a good photo.
It is a good photo. Kimber Butler took that. She's one of our volunteers, and she does a great job with the doggos.
Okay, so she's a boxer mix, 2 years, 4 months old, about 45 pounds.
Yeah, back they have her as boxer pity. I almost, you know, she looks to me like the coloring of a black mouth cur because she's tan, and then she's got a black muzzle, and she's just a cutie patootie. She rode really nicely in the car. Like, I was in the back seat, and I was just looking out the window and everything, and I made the mistake of making eye contact. And then she was like, oh, am I being invited up to the front seat? And I was like, yeah, not really. But she popped up for a minute. And so I just put my hand back and snapped my fingers to the back seat, and she popped right back in the back seat.
Oh, she listens well
there.
Then.
Yeah,
okay, good, good.
So She's had some training. She said she kind of high-fived her.
You just snapped again and she looked up like what?
I know. Like, what are we doing? What are we with my demo?
Aww.
All right, so we like this one.
Yeah, 45 pounds. Great size. Built like a brick house.
Uh-huh.
I wish my booty looked that good.
Yeah. Oh,
she's gorgeous. She's a well-built, well-rounded little gal.
Yeah.
And she needs a dog intro and a child intro.
Okay.
And the reason why probably the child thing is because she is, I mean, this dog can get, they say, make sure there's nothing on the counter that she can get. I think she's quite the athlete.
All right. Oh, really?
So, yeah. So, she wasn't like crazy and jumping all over me in the car and is not crazy and jumping all over here now. But I bet if left alone, she would be like, huh, well, I wonder what's up there and let me find that.
Okay.
Oh, naughty.
Yeah. So I think that she probably would be able to find anything remotely edible.
Okay.
And so, at this point, I mean, when she's hanging out, she's being a great dog. You might want, you know, if you've got a 4-foot fence and you want to leave her out alone, you might want a 6-foot. Because I just have a feeling if she can get on counter, she can probably get over a fence.
Too. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But she's, I'm just speaking off the cuff because that's what I'm seeing. But as far as like, I don't know that she's, you know, that she's a naughty dog in the house, but she's very curious. She's very animated. She loves attention. Now she's just flopped over here and is sleeping on
okay,
the floor.
Perfect so, yeah. dog. There you go.
How much walking does she need in a day? This is an active dog, right?
She's an active girl, so she could probably do a couple at least walks a day and then maybe a little tug or fetch or something.
Like how long? What's a good amount of time to walk a dog?
You know, yeah, this is, I'm not the best.
It's like the great debate. Because I got a buddy of mine who's a dog walker. He does it in another state.
Uh-huh.
He does well with clients. He walks them for 2 hours. He does 2-hour
walks. Wow. That's great.
That's ideal, though.
Yeah. To kind of tire him out, to give him a chance. And walking doesn't have to be like, okay, we're race walking. Walking can be getting him out, letting him sniff, letting him explore, letting him, you know, read the mailbox and all that kind of stuff. Because that gets their brain working, too. And you guys know, you stand in here for 3 hours, and at the end of it, you're kind of fried. Even though you haven't done a lot of physical activity, your brain's fried.
Yeah,
and
you're
so
just tired.
Same with dogs.
Okay.
That's why dog parks are great.
Yes. Ugh. Getting them out and getting them. And I don't know how she would do in a dog park because she's dog selective, so she doesn't like all dogs. But I think that she would do great with walks and getting her out and getting her around and letting her just sniff and see the world because she's really into that kind of thing.
Okay. All right. So nehumanesociety.org. Look at the list, people, by the way. If you're interested in getting another member to your family, just go through the site. And then when you get down there, you can just say, hey, I want to look at Martha. I want to meet Martha. Mm-hmm. It makes it a little bit easier.
It makes it easier on you too, because we also we have like 88 dogs. I think we've got 10 pages, 8 apiece on a page. So it's like 88 dogs. We have like 50 front facing kennels. So not all the dogs are viewable. Okay. But if you come in and you go, hey, I want to see this dog, but I don't see it here in the shelter, it may be because it's in one of the back kennels, because we just don't have enough room up front. So that can be the case too. So if you see somebody on the website and come in, ask about them if you don't see them in the kennels, because they're probably just in one of the back ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
How long do they usually stick around before somebody, you know, springs them? Because I'm only recognizing like one dog that we've had on that I don't see there anymore.
We had a couple of big adoption weekends, which was great. We got some doggos out. We still have Jacoby's been there a while. He's currently learning how to skateboard. He's been so long, we're teaching him to skateboard.
Right? Awesome. Hello, my baby.
Yeah, exactly. Right? And a couple Midnight's been there a long time. I think Smokey's been there a long time, although Smokey actually is at the youth correctional facility with a trainer there. And fostering there. So some dogs, and then if you look at the bottom, because it may say I'm in foster care and available by appointment only, you can make appointments to meet those dogs.
Okay.
But there's a click thing and you can do that. So some of them aren't there, and that will say dogs in foster care. I'm in foster care. So read through that bio to make sure that you, if you're looking for somebody, that he's there. And if not, then you can send it in and foster care will get with you and you can meet. Okay. You don't even have to come to the shelter. You may be able to meet at a neutral territory. And
anything going on
dog.
This weekend for Father's Day? Nothing crazy?
Not a lot. Okay. It's Father's Day, so we want to give dad dogs a chance to be with their dogs.
There and you if people go. Gift a dog very often on Father's Day, like, happy Father's Day, dad. Here's a dog.
You know, people come
we got
in.
A puppy.
People come in to meet. We don't really do a lot of gifting because we want it to be something dad wants, so dad needs to come in. But if he does and picks out a dog, we're happy to adopt a on Father's Day.
Okay. All right.
Martha. Go to humanesociety.org.
Pam, see you next week. Thank you.
You betcha. Thank you.
Right. Go get Martha, people. Go get her.
Big Party Morning Show.
Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.
Channel. The number one hit music station.
94.1.
Channel 94.1.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.